KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Light rain and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. High around 79. So far, as of just before 8 a.m., we had picked up 4 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic from 7 until 8 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And the news, 17 Iowa communities are splitting $300,000 worth of new state grants. Governor Kim Reynolds said only cities with fewer than 20,000 residents were eligible.
These inaugural innovation grants are a fantastic showcase of exactly what the governor's Empower Rural Iowa is all about.
The minimum award was $1,000. The maximum was $20,000, and grant recipients must match the state dollars. Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg said the grants support creative, small-scale projects with the potential to have a big impact.
For example, the grants support communities which are doing placemaking projects like Stanton, Lenox, and Sheraton, where they're doing downtown improvements and renovations. Or the Starmont School District in Northeast Iowa, where students will create augmented reality-based artwork to highlight local community attractions.
The grants are helping to solve real problems in rural communities, according to Gregg.
Providing a rural grocery delivery system for communities that don't have a grocery store. And connecting rural downtowns with Wi-Fi, providing better access for businesses and low-income residents. And the grants support the efforts of entrepreneurs in places like Pocahontas, Monticello, Atlantic and Jefferson.
The governor and lieutenant governor visited All Cultures Equal in Webster City Monday. The organization is getting a $9,400 grant to complete equipment purchases for a commercial kitchen. Kathy Vaughn, the organization's director, says seven people in the community who are originally from other countries have expressed interest in using the kitchen as a launching pad for a business.
So they can legally make meals, they can legally sell jams, they can become a bakery or a caterer. So many people who don't have the money to start a big restaurant or even a little restaurant can come here with a very low investment to start and can try out their restaurant.
Officials say the $300,000 worth of grants will spur up to $1.8 million in total investment within the 17 community projects. Six other grants focused solely on assessing local housing needs are going to the cities of Creston, Central City, Manning, Springville, Keokuk, and Stanton. You can see a list of the award recipients and their projects in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations report applications are now being accepted from organizations providing charitable services in either Cass or Audubon County. As part of this fall grant cycle, $30,375 is available to support Cass County nonprofit organizations and community projects, and $46,500 is available for nonprofits and community organizations in Audubon County. The deadline to apply for funds through the online application process is September 1st. Of the total allocated funds in Cass County, $1,000 is restricted to the community of Griswold, and $29,375 is available to support projects throughout the county. Of the total allocated funds in Audubon County, $2,650 is restricted specifically to the Exira area, $2,200 is designated for the community of Audubon, and the remaining $41,630 is available to support projects throughout the county. Now, beginning July 15th, that's today, application details, a fact sheet, and a link to the application form can be found online by selecting Cass or Audubon County under the county listing at www.swiowafoundations.org. Applications will only be accepted through that online system, and only those organizations providing services in Cass or Audubon County are eligible in their respective counties only. They must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support, be an IRS 501c3 approved public charity, a local municipality, or fiscally sponsored project. Both community foundations say their aim is to improve the quality of life in their counties by supporting community needs in the areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. The grant funds are made possible through the generosity of Cass and Audubon County Community Foundation donors. You can find out more by checking out the same story at the news page at KJAN.com. Well, this summer's major fundraisers for the American Cancer Society in Iowa are undergoing significant changes due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Relay for Life is held every summer in many Iowa cities to raise funds for research and services for cancer patients and their families. Iowa chapter spokesman Brian Ortner says many once familiar events are going virtual in 2020.
Some events are being postponed till either later in the summer or early fall, and some are taking on different looks, where communities are trying to be creative on how they continue their fundraising or what kind of event they can hold.
The Relay for Life events are often the biggest fundraisers of the year, and they're vital, according to Ortner.
Donations are key to us being able to continue to serve the patients and the families that we serve. Even though it seems like the world has stopped. Cancer hasn't stopped, and neither have we. You know, the resources for patients are still available. Our 24/7 cancer helpline or National Cancer Information Center is still available. We need the funds to make sure resources like that continue.
The coronavirus has many people fearful, but especially those who are in the greatest danger.
Pre-existing conditions are one thing that makes this COVID-19 pandemic so concerning for some people, and cancer patients are definitely in that class of being at high risk when it comes to being exposed to COVID-19.
If you'd like to donate, visit cancer.org or relayforlife.org. Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department this morning reports 45-year-old Lance Englund of Creston was arrested around 2:35 a.m. today on a Union County warrant for the purchase or possession of depiction of a minor in a sexual act first offense. Englund was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center and later released on $2,000 bond. Tuesday evening, 35-year-old Charlie Brown from Gravity was arrested in Creston for a sex offender registry violation. Brown was later released on a $2,000 bond. And Tuesday morning, Creston police arrested 28-year-old Brandon Haley of Clarinda on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance second offense. Haley was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center and later released on a $300 bond. That's a check of the news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for a great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call today at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.